Looking for your next favorite podcast? Start here.
I learned a lot in that weekend about what the entertainment business was and how a door shuts, a window opens. You know, I was learning all these kind of really good life lessons about what success and what defeat and all of those things meant, and that they really didn't matter.
A woman whose husband has just left her lets out an anguished cry and leaps off a tall cliff overlooking the ocean. The woman survives the fall without even getting wet. Where did the woman land, and how did the woman survive?
It's fine if you want to have your dog as your profile picture, or your husband, or your kids, or a turtle. It does not really matter. But get it right across all platforms. Preferably, it should be a picture of your smiling face.
Welcome to this week's episode of the WVXU Discovery Podcast, Start Here. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Get set for a quick overview and sample of three podcasts today, two national and one locally produced, to help you navigate the ever-growing world of the podcast phenomenon. Plus, we're introducing the all-new Start Here Blast weekly e-newsletter. You'll get a personalized email with a podcast we feature on Start Here. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here Blast email from the bottom of the page. Also, now you can rate Start Here on iTunes. And if you're a fan, a 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. So don't forget to rate us on iTunes today. And now, with special thanks for technical assistance from Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and writing research and curation support by Connor Eldridge, it's time to Start Here. Well, they say the best way to learn is through experience, but if you can't get that, listening is a pretty good way to go. And when you can listen to the life lessons of some of the most respected actors, musicians, public figures, and athletes, that's even better. Well, thanks to Oprah Winfrey's Masterclass podcast, you can do just that. The Masterclass podcast features exclusive, in-depth interviews with some of the brightest stars of our time. You can join Oprah and her guests as they share valuable insights into their lives, their success, and their personal happiness, all in their own words. With such guests as Ellen DeGeneres, Shaquille O'Neal, and Jane Fonda, you can expect never-before-told stories, genuine hilarity, and a lot of great conversation. This sample from an episode of Oprah's Masterclass features global musician sensation Justin Timberlake. He joins the show to talk about his career and all of its longevity, from NSYNC to his new Man of the Woods worldwide tour. They talk about musical influences, childhood, and Justin's advice for finding your voice and holding on to your ambitions. In this clip, Justin describes the very beginning of his career, which began with a little show called Star Search.
One of the malls in Memphis, they were having Star Search auditions, which, if you're watching this right now and you're too young to know what that is, it was the original American Idol. And at that time, Garth Brooks was like bigger than bubblegum. And so I auditioned with two songs, Percy Sledge's When a Man Loves a Woman and Garth Brooks' Two of a Kind, maybe? And I landed a spot on Star Search. I think I was 10 at the time. When I got there, we met with the show producers and they set you down and you could tell it was a well-oiled machine. And they said, you know, this is what you're gonna sing. This is what we would like you to wear. I was blown away, that everything was already so prearranged. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't disappointed, because I really wanted to sing When a Man Loves a Woman, but they were interested in me singing a country song, which I was happy to do as well, because I was just excited to be on the show. I got to meet Ed McMahon. It's funny, you know, I remember saying to my mom, well, we get to go to Disney World for a weekend. And that became like the silver lining. We got in the car and drove back to Memphis, and it was just me and my mom, and it flashed on the TV, like in between commercials. It was like one of those 10 to 15 second spots, like open call auditions for the Disney Channels, MMC. And that was it. And it was said the location and where it was going to be happening. And me and my mom were both literally watching the TV and we kind of looked at each other. And we drove to this place on the way home because we just thought it would be fun. They gave you a monologue, a comedic monologue, to learn an hour before the audition. You sang a song, and then they sort of would put on music and you would dance. I think I pulled every Thriller move out I could. But I got a call back for that audition to go down to a casting camp in Orlando. Funny enough, because I had just come from there. That's where Star Search was filmed. I lost the first time on Star Search, and if I would have won even once, I would have never landed that gig. I learned a lot in that weekend about what the entertainment business was and how a door shuts, a window opens. You know, I was learning all these kind of really good life lessons about what success and what defeat and all of those things meant, and that they really didn't matter. The funny thing about that television show is really only had two seasons. That group of kids that today is now known as the group that came from that TV show, I mean, we really were only on for two seasons. So it couldn't have been that successful. But it was an extremely valuable learning time for all of us, how to be in front of a camera and in front of a studio audience and what works and what doesn't work. I mean, at that age, you're a sponge at whatever you're doing. It was a lot of fun, but it was a lot of work too. I mean, you learn how to work and how hard comedy can be and how, you know, challenging it is to put a show together in 1 week. But it's funny, it's very similar to how Saturday Night Live is put together. The difference is, and God bless those producers, you're working with 20 children, not 20 adults that act like children, 20 actual children. So that's why I think I started to care more about the process of acting and all these different takes on how to be an actor. And I was getting the class firsthand. My class was the stage. My class was the studio. My class was in front of a camera. It was a really valuable time, but when that show ended, I was, I was 12 and I went back home and went to school.
A snippet from Oprah's Masterclass podcast. Begin your masterclass on mastering life with your favorite stars on Oprah's Masterclass. Available now on WVXU's Podcast Central. Here's a riddle for you. What's hilarious, fun, and newly available on Podcast Central? That's right. Did you get it right? A new podcast called Hey Riddle Riddle, and it's one of the most fun shows you've never heard. Each week, you'll join comedians Adal Rafay, Aaron Keefe, and John Patrick Cohn in solving a variety of riddles, puzzles, and whodunits. You can spectate as the hosts stumble around in the dark looking for solutions, or you can play along and solve it yourself. Odds are, you'll figure things out long before the trio of jokesters ever gets there. Play along, solve the puzzles, and enjoy one of the most entertaining and rewarding podcast experiences out there. Here's from a sample of a recent episode titled Everyone's Dead. In this mortality-themed episode, they take a look at some of the deathly riddles and puzzles. In this sample, the gang takes a crack at a cliff-jumping mystery that needs solving.
Puzzle number two. This is going to be another sort of court case, court mystery, so we'll get the case, the mystery, and the clues. The case. A woman whose husband has just left her lets out an anguished cry and leaps off a tall cliff. God.
Jesus Christ.
This is a real dark episode. A woman whose husband has just left her lets out an anguished cry and leaps off a tall cliff overlooking the ocean. The woman survives the fall without even getting wet. The mystery. Where did the woman land and how did the woman survive?
First of all, I get it. When a man doesn't love you anymore, definitely jump off a cliff. Your worth is based in him.
There are so many of these riddles where, like, suicide is the person's solution. But yeah. It's like, that's literally the last resort.
Well, then it's not a good riddle, is it?
Yeah.
For a good riddle, someone has to die.
It could have. Okay, so her husband left her. Or she jumped off dead. A cliff.
She lets out an anguished cry. That's important.
The cliff she jumps off of is Cliff Clavin from Cheers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's only a 5 foot fall.
5'4".
It's a 5'4" fall. A woman whose husband has just left her lets out an anguished cry and leaps off a tall cliff overlooking the ocean. The woman survives the fall without even getting wet. Where did the woman land and how did the woman survive? We have a few clues, which I'll go into now.
Do we need the clues yet?
Do we?
Yeah, go ahead.
exchange that was.
I'm not inspired.
I have like a couple thoughts, of like.
Here's my only thought is that it's like a stunt woman. Like this is a movie scene and that there's some sort of like, what do you call that? Like a ballooned pad.
Like a bouncy house.
Like a bouncy house. Yeah. You know how stunt performers use bouncy houses.
She has a harness on.
Or she has a harness. So to me, I think it's like a climax in a movie.
Oh, I think the husband is leaving her while she is base jumping. So he's like, I want a divorce. And she's like, we've already bought the base jumping package. And then she jumps off the cliff.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. Aaron, okay. Any thoughts? Okay.
Yeah, okay. I think she's this is like recreational.
Yeah.
I think the parachute is a very good call. Here's the clues. The woman landed on a surface hard enough to kill her. The woman was not prepared to die, but was prepared to jump. The woman did not have a parachute. Oh, well, well, well. Fuck. The woman did not land in the ocean. Well, that's a given since she didn't get wet. The woman glided to the ground. The woman was a feather.
The woman glided to the ground?
Yeah, but she didn't have a parachute.
She could have had one of those like squirrel suits.
Yeah.
The woman was a squirrel.
Bungee jumping. No, that's not gliding.
You wouldn't glide. Oh, hang glider.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hang glider is different from a parachute. Oh, you know what?
Her husband left her.
She lets out an anguished cry. I think it's like a, you know, just like a, yeah.
Because he jumped first. She goes, no, don't go.
Oh, my God. That's it. That's it. Her husband left her. But she, like, noticed they're hang gliding, and he.
This isn't part of the question, but why did the husband leave her?
I think it was accidental death. I think that's the Aaron's got it spot on. Like he fell or like accidentally fell and then she hang glided down.
Or jumped first, something like that.
Yeah.
Or maybe he left her because she wasn't on her game and forgot to tell him that she left him.
Maybe her husband fell. He had lost a lot of weight, so he had like skin flaps. She jumped down to save him, landed on his back, and his skin flaps glided them down. That seems like the most straightforward answer.
We got there. Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, we got there.
We know that's right, but let's read it just for shits and giggles.
Mm-hmm.
The woman had a hang glider and landed on the beach.
What's with the anguish cry? I need more.
I feel like that book is the one that has all the like extraneous. I love what Aaron said, though. Like, if we're rewriting the way that this puzzle is, it's that the husband fell off the hang glider and she had like the anguish cry.
Yeah. Or just got scared for him. I was like, no.
But here's the thing about that. Like they give us clues, but it could have been parachute. It could have been hang glider. It could have been either one of those. They would both fit. But they were like, it wasn't a parachute.
Did you almost barf mid-sentence?
Yeah, mid-sentence.
That's how mad he is about this.
But they were like, it wasn't a parachute. But it's like, why not? Like, let it have been a parachute. It's the same answer, a parachute or a hang glide. It doesn't matter. And then they were like, the other clue is she glided to the ground. It's like, do they think that we don't know what a hang glider is?
Glide really gives too much away. let's maybe role play this. So, JPC, I'd like you to be the husband who jumps to his death.
So we are assuming I'm jumping to my death. That's okay.
Gotcha. This seems like a better story.
Gotcha.
Aaron, you'll be the distraught wife.
Cool.
Who follows soon after.
Got it.
And we open up on a cliff.
Fucking Tuesdays.
Oh, my sweet husband.
Susie, don't even right now, okay?
Well, I have to hang glider. Be careful by this cliff.
What do you mean, be careful by this cliff?
I mean, be careful by this whoa.
You're always telling. Oh,
aye.
Aye.
Oh.
I want a divorce. Bye.
I'm going to hang glide after him to save him and then land on the beach.
That was Hey Riddle Riddle from HeadGum. Keep your brain sharp and have a great time doing it with Hey Riddle Riddle, now available on WVXU's Podcast Central. If you're a business owner, you know how hard it is to get your brand out there. Well, thankfully, this week's local feature podcast is here to help, though you might have guessed it from the podcast name, Building a Remarkable Brand. Host Patrick McIlvray offers valuable insights and practical tips for creating a compelling, memorable brand. As the creative director for Focus 5 Design, Patrick has unique experience with brand identity, strategy, and design. And with over 70 episodes published so far, the Building Remarkable Brand podcast provides you with a treasure trove of information in crafting a well-respected, well-established brand. Here's a sample. A recent episode, Building an Authentic Personal Brand on Social Media, covers all things online, and it guides you to making a more effective and productive social media presence. In this snippet, Patrick talks about some simple steps that you can take to create a social media profile that'll help you build meaningful business relationships and share impressive, focused content.
Let's get into some of the how-tos here, okay? I've got three steps. Number one, step one is to get your profile right. And that means that whatever platforms you're using, get that profile filled out properly on each one of those platforms. So fill out all the information that you can. You should have a great looking profile image across all platforms, and it should be the same picture across all platforms. And that picture should be of your smiling face. Remember, you're in business, you're an entrepreneur, you're trying to make a living selling this thing, whatever it is that you do. It's fine if you want to have your dog as your profile picture, or your husband, or your kids, or a turtle. It does not really matter, but get it right across all platforms. Preferably, it should be a picture of your smiling face, so that people know who you are and they see your face and they can relate to you. It's great if you want to share pictures of your kids and stuff like that. We'll talk about that in a minute. But for your profile picture, it should be your smiling face, okay? And it should be close up because, you know, you want your face to kind of frame that square image in all these profile pictures, or circular image if it's Google Plus or whatever. So get that picture right. Also, have a great cover image. The cover image can be something that's part of your personal brand, and we're going to talk about that in a little minute. But the cover image should also be the same across all platforms. So that profile picture and that cover image should be consistent across all platforms. I know there's different sizes, but you'll figure it out. And then the about section, you should fill that in for all these platforms too. Make sure that you really talk about who you are, what you do, what you stand for. We're going to talk about that in a minute in detail. Don't worry. But put some of those things that you stand for, some of the things that you believe in, put those in your about section, and maybe even have a great mantra or a tagline in your about section. I know the social media expert Guy Kawasaki says that you should have a good mantra. Everybody should have their own mantra. You know, Nike's mantra is just do it. Your mantra could be, you know, I empower people. That's what Guy Kawasaki's mantra is. He wrote a great book called The Art of Social Media. You guys should check it out. It's a good one. I'll link to that in the show notes for this episode. Remember, this is episode number 75. So it'll be at focus5design.com/75. But anyway, get that about section filled in properly. Make sure your profile is filled out. Maybe have a good mantra or a tagline. You know, if you make pies, you know, you've got a little pie shop. You could be, you know, Olivia's Pies. I'm the chief pie maker. I'm spreading love with the power of pie. That could be your mantra. You know, so just come up with something that's kind of memorable, that kind of talks about who you are. But across all platforms, get your profile right. Fill it out all the way. Put a lot of great information about who you are and what you stand for. And then have a great profile picture. Should be your smiling face, not necessarily your dog's. Okay. So number one, get your profile right. Number two, and this is a big one. This is where you want to take a stance. Okay. People want to know who you are and what you stand for and what you're all about. So we're going to talk about that here. We're going to talk about how to share with people what it is that you believe in and what you're passionate about and what you stand for.
A sample from the local podcast, Building a Remarkable Brand with Patrick McElvray. You can better your business's brand with the help of Patrick and the Remarkable Brand podcast, available now on WVXU's Podcast Central. Well, before we wrap up, we usually tell you what's hot on the Apple Podcast charts. But instead today, we're going to predict what will be number one next week. In case you missed it, the explosive popularity of podcasting started in 2014 with the debut of a podcast from This American Life called Serial. Well, here it is 4 years later, and Serial is coming back for its long-awaited third season. This season will drop its first two episodes this Thursday, September 20th, releasing new episodes every Thursday after that. And unlike the first two seasons that featured one story each, this season of Serial will feature many stories all around the infinitely complex topic of the American justice system, and all by telling weekly stories from inside the courts of the ordinary, everyday city of Cleveland, Ohio. Emmanuel Dotze, a This American Life staffer and Ohio native, joined Sarah Koenig as the co-reporter for the season of what's sure to be the top of the Apple Podcast charts next week, Serial Season 3. That wraps up this episode of Start Here, WVXU's Discovery Podcast. And speaking of discovery, astronomical discovery, that is, you want to check out our newest original podcast, Looking Up, with Dean Regas and Anna Heyman. Dean's the outreach astronomer at the Cincinnati Observatory and co-host of the PBS series Stargazers and author of the book Facts from Space. Anna's the observatory's director of development with an innate curiosity about the cosmos. That's Looking Up, now at WVXU.org. And if you're turning into a podcast junkie and just can't get enough, try these two new discovery resources, NPR's The Big Listen with Laura Ober. You get an audio peek into great storytelling podcasts. And for a more blog-like written review and recommendation, NPR has earbud.fm. They use unique categories to help you discover podcasts with things like advice, do it like a lady, and big ideas. And of course, Jim Nolan, Kevin Reynolds, and the WVXU staff feature our favorites on Podcast Central at WVXU.org. That's where we'll add your recommendations if you just email us at podcast@wvxu.org or call 513-294-8030 and leave us a voicemail. I'm Trip Eldridge for WVXU, and thank you for choosing to start here.